surprised at you.
Oh, boy, I don't know. That's not the kind of party I like to go to.
When you come and see me?
Well, I'm going to come down to Atlantic City. I'm going to be the first.
Oh, no, come before that, because we may not, things may get hot and have some excitement up there, and I want to see you when I'm cool and calm.
Well, I want to see you. I'd like to really...
Come on by, and I'll buy you a drink.
Okay.
Let me know when you're here. Here's Mr. Valenti. I'm going out to speak to the youngsters, and I got about 1,000 of them on the lawn. Wish you were here to go with me.
Well, nice to talk to you.
Otis?
Yeah.
Why don't you, on your way to the convention then or something, why don't you call me and come on by Washington first?
I'd like to, because I'm really disturbed about this thing.
Well,
I think, Jack, you've got a really... pull out every stop on this thing.
I understand that. Well, we're going to, and that's why I'm hopeful that you'll think hard about any, because it's going to be the Otis Chandlers that really are going to be the people are going to be looking to for some rational decisions on this thing.
I've got some problems.
I know you have. I know that. I know that very well, Otis. I know that, my friend.
I'd like to just give you some of my thinking, because I know a lot of things are going on out here. And
I know that.
I'm just so damn disturbed about this thing and with the future of our country. And this guy's, Jack, don't underestimate him.
Listen, we're not underestimating anybody. There's no question about underestimating him, Otis. But I'm very anxious for you to come here, and I want to talk with you. And then when you come in, president will be with you. Just a minute, Otis.
Say, Otis.
Yeah.
As a good Republican, who's your Democratic candidate for vice president?
McNamara.
All right, well, he's a Republican. Now, where do you go from there? Who's your next one?
Humphrey.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's Jack. Looks like to me you've got pretty good judgment. I don't know why you're a damn Republican. You ought to be a Democrat, but I never could understand why McNamara was. Here's Jack.
Okay.
Otis, let me know. I'd like to sit with you myself, and then...
Good, well, I'll either be true before or after then.
Okay, and I think it'd be real good for you if you came through before.
Yeah.
See, the president's not going to the convention those first few days.
Yeah.
If you were to come by and sit down with him, I think it would it would illuminate your way a lot there.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're nice to call, and I'm glad you read the L.A. Times.
Back. I read it all the time. Give my love to Missy.
Thanks.
Bye, Otis. Bye.
Wayne.